Ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. I know it's been quite a while. This is, you know, the One Man's Opinion podcast. And the last few years, I've actually been working as a personal slash private chef. I've traveled some. I've cooked a lot of food. And that's what I'm going to talk about right now. I decided to step away from my office 9-to-5 job that I've had for a while. And I'm pursuing this love I have, this passion for food and cooking for people. And, you know, just seeing their reactions when they eat, seeing their reactions when they see the plating. And that's a part of it that I absolutely love. So I've learned some things. Definitely some do's and don'ts of this industry. And I've learned that I'm going to do a lot more talking about food with potential clients. I've learned that I'm going to send more invoices than I'll have paid. And really, I think that's something that you have to kind of get used to. You're going to talk to people about food. People are going to not entertain your invoice because they in no way expected it to be as much as it is. A lot of people don't understand that chef or personal chefs bring the restaurant to your home, but the chefs do not in any way pay for your groceries out of their fee. Groceries are always billed separately. I think that's the key thing that I'm learning that some people don't understand, or do they agree with. So something else that I've learned and I'm trying to get used to is the fact that tipping is not common. Tipping isn't common, and I have curated many menus. I've cooked a lot of food for various different people, but tipping is always something that is inconsistent. And I think the thing that I compare the tipping or lack of tipping to is when you go to a local restaurant and you have breakfast. Really, no matter what your breakfast is like or service, most people are going to leave some sort of tip. It may not be a lot, but they're going to leave something. When it comes to being a personal chef, I've gotten the impression that based on what certain clients pay, they may tip a little or not at all. But for me, I believe that the people who don't tip have never told me that the food was bad, that the service was bad. I've never actually gotten any type of negative comments where it would warrant, I'm not tipping you. But I feel like maybe they think that what they have paid is sufficient enough. And I have to say that it isn't. Yes, tipping is an option. However, like I said, if you go to this breakfast spot like IHOP or Cracker Barrel or any of those breakfast places where you can sit down and get a good breakfast, you tip. Yes, your bill is only maybe $40 to $50, so you tip based on that. Totally understand. However, for myself, the way that my day begins for a client is I'm actually collaborating with you or with the client to create a menu that is satisfactory to everyone. From that point on, I let you know what the cost is. you agree. We set a certain date and time so that your event can happen. The food is great. Everyone has a good time. Before your event, I make sure I go shopping for your food, getting the highest quality ingredients, making sure everything is clean and fresh. The day of your event, I am packing up all of my utensils, cookware, plating that I use for you specifically, and I load it all into my car. I drive to where you are, and I unload. I go into your kitchen, no matter how big, no matter how small, and the menu that you and I have agreed upon is then executed in your kitchen. I because I'm not the only chef. Chefs prep food, we cook food, we serve food, we store food, we clean up afterwards. And I can't speak for everyone, but once the cleaning has been done, I'll go to whoever my client is. I'll let them know, hey, the cleaning is done. Food's been put away. Is there anything else you need before we take off? Typically, that's when the final bill is taken care of. And load everything back up, get in the car, drive back to wherever it is that you go. In that entire process, for those who feel like I've paid enough, I don't think consider that entire process. We actually designate maybe say 4 or 5 hours of our day specifically for you. The shopping, the menu creating, the shopping, the travel, trying to put your kitchen into something that we can work with if it's not already taken care of. So we have to make sure that our prep, our cook, and everything is done on time and is done the way you requested it to be done. I think that chefs go that extra mile. And we're not just talking food. We're talking about the service. We definitely want to be flexible. We want to make sure that whatever your event is, that it goes off without a hitch. And we want to make sure that you receive your money's worth and then some. When it comes to being a personal chef, another thing that some people don't, they're not aware of the fact that we are our own, we're everything. We're our own admin team, we're our HR team, bookkeeping, accounting, we do it all. So just as an example, for people who work a 9-to-5, you know, they have those taxes removed from their paychecks. They have Social Security. They have, I think it's Medicare, deducted also. For a business owner like myself, we pay taxes like everyone else does. But what we don't have is Social Security and Medicare. We don't get that stuff automatically deducted and put aside for us. We actually have to kind of calculate that into our own retirement. So, for example, let's say we do a dinner, and what we've made from the dinner is $500. For our own savings, it's probably a good idea to put, let's say, maybe 30% away for taxes. And then from that, 50% of that can go towards Social Security or retirement or savings. And the rest, we would probably pay ourselves. And if you do the math, $500 and you deduct the 30% and then 50% from what's left, we've probably paid ourselves, let's just say, I don't know, $125. But we also just fed five people. So five people, you can, you know, divide that $125 by five people, but you just fed those five people filet mignon and lobster with sauteed corn with bacon and fresh herbs and maple glazed carrots or something like that. Think about that math once we are done taking care of taxes and trying to plan for our futures. But those are things that, you know, most people don't actually know that we do. But it really doesn't tend to come up because, you know, other people are just like, you know, wow, you did an incredible service. I appreciate you. Appreciate your business. I appreciate what you've done. And they're generous. But the no tipping tells me I've paid enough. I feel like I've paid you $500 to feed my family, and the meal was great. Everything was great from start to finish. It made my life 1,000% easier, but I paid you enough. So I'm learning that the tipping portion of being a chef is not so common. However, it is very much appreciated when it does happen. And I love, love, love doing it. I'm not going to stop. I mean, of course, until I reach that threshold that that I have, you know, planned out for myself and my family. So I'm looking forward to the next meal, the next client, the next opportunity. And let me just say, while I have been working as a chef these last few years, I've had the opportunity of cooking for some Nike executives, some awesome families, some professional athletes, some celebrities as well. And I enjoy every minute of it. And right now I'm just sharing with you some of the things that I've run into, and it kind of comes with the territory. So as long as I am practicing or working as a personal chef, private chef, I'm going to run into those times where I talk about an invoice, or I talk about the cost, I talk about menu, and nothing may come of it. But that's one of those things where it's just part of the job. It's kind of like having to go through a review with your manager or supervisor when you're working for someone else. A review process is part of every job. That's how you know if you're going to get a raise or if there's some things you need to work on. It's just part of it. So I just wanted to come and say a few words about what I've been up to, and I'll be back with, you know, more chef talk. I have a couple chefs with me on some future episodes, and just to let you all know, there is something very big in the works for me regarding a certain NBA team and a certain team of chefs, and I cannot wait. Once it's been confirmed, I'll let you guys know. And I'm going to go ahead and conclude for this Saturday. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode, and I will be back.